Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It is once again a blessing and an honor to be before you once again tonight. We're going to end this last episode tonight on Tuesdays at 8:30. For Brother Dwayne Harshaw, the family knows best, the host. We are honored and thank the Lord for everything that he has given us and done for us and through us by this program ministry, which is truly a blessing and an honor to be a part of. We're thanking Bishop Armstrong for opening up the doors for us to be able to be a part of this program. We have some new things that the program is getting ready to do, and at a later notice, it will be brought out and said how everything is going and how everything is going to go about. I thank the Lord because he has allowed me to come on here tonight and not just completely shut down to let everybody know if they're missing the program, what's going on. So I have a 30-minute program tonight, and we are going to start out our prayer request for the sick and the needy, the incarcerated, all of our loving ministry, brothers and sisters. We're going to pray for our families, our loved ones, our relationships, our children, and our schools. Our president and his family, vice president, families, all of our world leaders, that God will open up their eyes to see that there has to be a change for the better in life. So much is going on and so much is happening in and around the world. We don't know what we're going to face from one minute to the next, but God knows he has everything in hand. We're going to trust him at his word, at his promises, knowing that he's able to see us through everything far and beyond that we could ever imagine. We want to pray for the rest homes and the caregivers, the transportation providers, and the programs that they provide for. Many of my clients that I transport back and forth from appointments to home has asked for prayer requests. Can't remember each and every one of them's name, but God knows. And I told them I would put them on the prayer list. I'm holding to that. We want to pray for our Bishop R.C. Bryant and the things that he's already been through and have to go through, and his companion, Sister Dorothy, assistant pastor, elderess Sharon Logan, her companion and family. As it's been stated, we want to pray for Bishop Armstrong and his family, Brother Armstrong and Sister Armstrong, my companion, Celestine Harshaw, and our family and loved ones, my nieces, my sisters, for the police force. We want to continue just to pray for all of our world leaders in the name of Jesus, knowing that God's able. And he's seeing us and taking us through in a special way. I do give an honor to God tonight for life, health, and strength because of what he's doing in our lives and all that he's seen and taken us through. Our precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, just once again, we honor you and we thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you continue to see us and take us through. We honor you, Lord, because of your many blessings that you have sent our way. When we woke up early this morning in our right minds, able to have use of all of our limbs, we thank you, Lord, for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We know, dear God, that there's a better way through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the shedding of his blood on that old rugged cross. We give honor, Lord, thanking Jesus for everything that he's done for us to have such a great salvation. We thank you for your mercy and grace, Lord. Nothing good that we've done nothing for. Asking you, Lord, that you've heard each and every prayer request, each and every person that's going through, each and every situation in life that we face. You're in charge of it all, Lord. I'm praying, Lord, to be sanctified, holy, filled with your precious gift, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Help me, Lord, to do all the things in the right way that I should before you. Help us, Lord, to understand that it's you that sees us through. So many things in life, sometimes we don't pay attention to what you're doing, what you've already done. And, Lord, we just want to thank you. We ask that you bless the program tonight. On this last night, in the name of Jesus, knowing, Lord, however you want it to be, however you want to lead the program to go, in what order and what direction, we ask that you bless that Holy Spirit, lead us in the right way and what to do and what to say, how to act, how to love, how to pray. It's all about you, Lord, not about us. So we praise your holy name, honoring and thanking you for all that you continue to do all around the world. Even though so many things is happening that we don't understand. But, Lord, we know you're trying to get people's attention, to let them see, Lord, that time is winding up. We ask that you bless our families. Continue to bless my granddaughter, Courtney Walton, Lord, with her situations that she's going through. That everything will work out for her. In the name of Jesus, cover her, Lord, with your blood. The change that she's made, dear God. The life that she's trying to lead for her and her children. Bless her, Lord, in a special way. And we ask, Lord, that you open up her mother's eyes to see, Lord, that she needs a change in her life, too. We pray for our children, dear God, because, Lord, we know that you're able to make a change in them. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're continuing to do. Bless my sister, Robin Horshaw, with her spiritual growth. Bless her in the name of Jesus, Lord, to open up and understand that it's you that are seeing her through. Continue to bless my nieces, Sharice and Shanice, dear God. You're blessing them every day in their life. And let them, Lord, see that they need you every step of the way. We ask that you bless our church, our ministries, our surroundings, dear God. Our church body as a whole. We give you honor and praise, dear God, because it's all about you. We look to you tonight for the finish of this program, dear God. And whatever comes or whatever changes are made, Lord, we honor it in the name of Jesus. We give you all the honor, praise, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I would like to say praise the Lord once again, and that this will be the ending of our Tuesday 8:30 program. And I was able to have a 30-minute program to let everyone know that there are going to be more changes within the program, some more programs added. But we want to finish up family love according to God's word. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8 says, the good news, if you do not love and care for your family, especially your immediate family, then you are denying your faith in God. In Scripture, this is worse than not believing in God at all. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. It says once again, the good news, if you do not love and care for your family, especially your immediate family, then you are denying your faith in God and Scripture. This is worse than not believing in God at all. So we find family is very important in life. God set up family for a specific reason. And we, as God's people, have to continue, no matter how our family feels about the situation and the life we live, the things we say according to God's purpose and will, to share it to them. We have to continue to travel on and let them know that we trust in the Lord. I have a little reading here. It says, what does the Bible say about family love? Both the New and the Old Testament teach the importance of family unity and love. God created the family unity as a source of growth, strength, and love. Through both challenging and joyful seasons, we can learn to love our family better. It says, may you find encouragement and inspiration from these scriptures about family love. Let's pray. Dear God, we ask your Holy Spirit to surround us with your love. May we be filled to the brim with love, that it may overflow and we may share it with our families. Allow us to be instruments of your blessings to them. How strong our bonds are with our families, depending on you, Lord, which is why we ask you to always be the center of our family relationship. Enable our families to be as a triple braided cord that cannot easily be broken. Let your spirit fill our hearts so we can love each other just as Christ loves us. Amen. So that lets us know we have something important in the Lord's eyes when it comes to family. We have to continue to look to the Lord to help us, to strengthen us, and see us through everything we go to when it comes to family. Sometimes families tear apart when one passes. they're fighting over the things that are left behind. Don't do anything to help with it, but they're fighting over what they're going to get, not respecting one another, not loving one another. It brings about a hate in a family for someone else's things. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 8 says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Number 5 says, it does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Number 6 says, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Number 7 says, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Number 8 says, love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will be passed away. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13 says, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We only have 30 minutes of the show, so we're going to open up the mics and talk a little bit about family love. If anyone has anything to say, we have your mic open. Praise the Lord, brother. We have your mic open. Any comments, anything to add, anything you'd like to say? Talking about the family knows best. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shalom. Shalom.
Right.
Peace. Yes, to God be the glory. I had issues with my immediate family, my wife and children. But I'm going to start with my family, mother and father, sisters, and a brother.
Mm-hmm.
And now, our brother, he's the oldest. He was raised on the farm in Carolina. Me, my mother and father, and sisters, we were raised in New Jersey. And we, you know, I just couldn't understand him sometimes. And I was wondering, you know, he's supposed to be my brother. We're supposed to be close. We're supposed to be this and that. But it wasn't, you know. And I didn't understand that or realize anything about how family's supposed to work when I was young.
Yes.
And even though the father was in the house, there wasn't a family. Excuse me. Everybody lived in the house together. That's as far as family went, you know. But
right.
As I grew older and got on my own, I got me a family, got married, and we had three small children. And I got to mess around, you know. I felt that I didn't have no responsibility, you know. I didn't have to take care of nobody but me. And mm-hmm. you know, the devil, he just all twisted. He had me all twisted, man, you know. And later years, I found out that was, they were my responsibility. If something was to
yes.
happen to one of them, I'd be on the hook for it, you know.
Right.
But God blessed them. And as God, as he led me to the way to become part of his family, spiritual family, I realized, you know, that I did wrong and I was sorrowful. And,
yes.
I got in touch with some people. I was in New Jersey and I called down here. Now, my wife's ex-wife's husband at that time. I called her phone number. He answered. And I told him that I was so sorry of what happened, the way I acted and treated her and the children,
yes.
You know, because he wouldn't let me talk to her. So he said he would tell her for me.
Mm-hmm.
I knew this guy. I knew this guy because we hung out when I was down there before. But he didn't tell, I come to find out, he didn't tell her nothing. He didn't tell her nothing. I believe they told me after a while, they said he became jealous.
Right.
You know, thinking that I was trying to get back with my family. No. I had accepted God into my life, and I was trying to not make up for anything I did.
Right.
I was trying to let people know how sorry I was that I did what I did.
Yes.
And, yeah, and after a while, it's like, okay, I guess she understood, you know, nobody got in touch with me. But after some years, you know, I just had God. It was me, God, and my job.
Yes.
That was it.
Yes.
That was it. Eventually, my youngest son, he called my mother's house in New Jersey. I was there visiting my mother. He called. I was sitting right there by the phone, and I answered the phone. I said, well, I just wanted to see how my dad was doing.
Yeah.
Now, last time I talked to him, he was on his way to prison. 19 years earlier. But that's how God, you know, he works in mysterious ways. You know, I wondered about him, and I cared for him, I loved him, but I did something real wrong. I just abandoned him.
Yes.
But God put me back in their life 32 years later. You know, it wasn't that I was coming back and, well, daddy's back. You know, well, I'm your dad. No, I came back humble before my wife. God allowed us to get married again. And I just stayed humble, and I tried to explain what happened with me. It wasn't nothing to do with what happened with me and the situation and circumstances back then, because all three kids, I don't think none of them were in school. None of them.
Right.
And like I said, I abandoned them, but God, you know.
But God.
By me having God. Yeah, that's right. Bro. By me having God in my life, you know, he opened my eyes for what I should have been doing when I was here and still lollygagging, running the street, smoking weed, drinking beer, and running
away. Yes.
When I was young, you know. And, you know, it's not that I tried to make up to them, but I just let them know. This is how it was back then. You know, God gave me another opportunity, and I'm asking y'all, you know.
Yeah.
It's up to y'all. You either forgive me or don't forgive me. You know what I'm saying? I'm back with your mother. But they accepted me, you know. It took a minute, but they accepted me, and they see that God is working in my life and her life, and we're good together. We're good for each other.
You know? And you know what, bro? When we look at the situation, and we look at the situation of someone forgiving us for things that we may have done, the hurt we may have done or hurt someone, once we let them know, we ask for that forgiveness. If they do or if they don't forgive you, you already know that God's forgiving you. So he is the main source that forgives.
That's right,
and when nobody else looks at it and wants to forgive, it may take a process of time, but we keep trusting and we believing in the Lord because we know that he has forgiven us. And
that's
we
right.
can't dwell on someone else not forgiving us right at that time because certain things take time in people's lives. But when God says he forgives you and remembers
again,
no more, throw it in the sea or forget, you know, what? That's all we need because we have sincerely asked for forgiveness from our heart. And
right,
we're sincerely doing what God is leading us to do. And if we dwell on what someone else is not forgiving or thinking, then we end up all messed up. But if we keep that focus on the Lord, the thing is, all in due time, things begin to get easier, things begin to get better. Because when you look at the situation and you ask for forgiveness, you feel better. And if someone don't forgive you, there's nothing else you can do but continue to pray that thing out, put it in God's hands.
That's right.
Because
that's
you
right.
know he's the main one that you have to repent to and ask to forgive you. And you know once he forgives you, hey, it don't matter what the next person thinks. God has already forgiven you for whatever situation it is. Family, we go through this situation. Many families face these situations. Many families, and I believe everybody has had something one time or another to go on in family. And you put it in God's hands and you ask the Lord to forgive you. Some family ain't going to forgive you. Sometimes it take a while. Sometimes they end up coming around. Sometimes they might take a little longer. But as long as we know that the main source, the master of it all, has forgiven us, we got to move on. We can't sit back and dwell on nobody else. We have to continue to live our life for us, for the better in our lives.
You know? We can just walk on the way with our head up like we ain't did nothing at all. Because God has forgiven us.
And, that's right.
And you can't worry about what man thinks. You know what I'm saying?
That's
You just can't worry about it. Yeah.
Can't do it.
We know,
can't dwell on it.
We know how men and women are because when I was out there in the street, I did that. I didn't want to forgive nobody.
Me too.
I wanted to start a big argument or whatever else. And like, you know you was wrong, you know. You ain't got, you know, you can't tell me nothing, you know.
That's
but
right.
With God in my life, that thing just changes right on up, bro.
That's right. He's not like that. So that's what makes us think when it comes to man, we can't be people pleasers, you know.
No.
We just can't be. We can't be people pleasers. We have to be God pleasers. And many people is not going to like or say or do what we need or what we, you know, expect out of them. You know, but the thing is, as long as we're serving the one and doing what we should before the master, that's the thing that matters the most. Because everything else around us, he's already working on it. He's already working it out. It may not be in the fashion or matter that, or the timing that we want, but he's already working it out, and we have to continue to live that thing to the best that we can and trust him.
That's right. Right, because if we let that thing linger on us, we'll be what they say, most miserable, because we're stuck. We're stuck.
That's
we can't get off that one little thing, and that one little thing will hold us back. Getting into the, you know? Yeah.
So true. And see, we have to continue to let them know I love you no matter what. I'm praying for you. And we have to move on.
That's right. That's right, bro.
They might not love me right now. They might not want to hear from me right now. But I love you and I'm praying for you. So the thing is,
and we have to,
as long as I continue to love them and pray for them, God's working that thing out. Mm-hmm. We have to consider
and
thank him for everything going through.
We have to let people know that it is God. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
People hold against you, you know, and you realize it. You know, they might approach you and say, you know, I can't forgive you what you did. Well, God, he still loves you. He has forgiven me, you know, and he can ease your mind, you know.
Yes, he
as
can.
Long as we tell him that and keep it moving, hopefully we don't think that we just don't
That's
care.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
That's
but
right.
we have to let him know. Has forgiven me.
That's right.
And he will deal with you accordingly when the time is right.
You know, because the thing is, when it comes to forgiveness, as long as we forgive and love and do our part, we can't do nothing about the next person, the way they feel, the way they do, or
That's
whatever
right.
the situation may be. Because if we could, we could change anything.
Yeah,
but it's not
yeah,
made for us. It's made for God to put it in his hands. Trust him.
Yes, sir. Yes.
He said, cast all of our cares upon him. So why are we holding
because
on to him? He's already let us know what to do. He's let us know what he would do if we trust him and have faith and believe. So why are we holding on and carrying on about all of this and so hard to get by, you know, sometimes? Like you said, when we make mistakes in life as a Christian, we beat ourselves up over it. because we feel so bad that it happened. We feel so bad we did it. Then we feel so bad I just can't get by this. And we keep on going through and go through. Lord, forgive me, Lord, you know, and apologize and forgive me, Lord, over and over again. But the thing is, the more we beat ourselves up, the less we're going to be able to move on and grow. We learn from that mistake. We learn from it, and we continue to move on. Trust the Lord. Ask for that forgiveness with a sincere heart. Move on. Because we're still in this human flesh. Things is going to go on. Things is going to happen. Everything's not going to go right sometimes. But we know who we trust in, and we know how to call on him to help us out of these situations. Because if we put it in man's hands, we're going to be messed up.
That's right, bro. That's right. Case in point, let me real quick, couple of minutes. Case in point, yesterday was a holiday. So I thought I'd surprise my wife and take her for a three-day weekend. Okay, she didn't want to go. And I kind of said, well, she enjoyed going to this place over here. Well, I was wanting to take her to, and she said, no, well, I don't know what to do. I guess we'll just lay back and chill and rest and relax. And it came a situation later, whereas my younger sister came from out of town, and I was able to take my mom for a ride, you know, for
praise
the rest
God.
Of the day. And came on back, no problem. And it was enjoyable. It was a great day. But
praise
this
the Lord.
Morning, drove my car, but this morning, we knew there was a big fire on the wife's car. So I said, okay, I'll get this to work. I'm in transit, going to work. The tire failed and blew out on the highway. I said, oh, Lord, my God. You know, and I said, well, now I'm going to have to wait for a tow truck half the day. It'll probably be this afternoon.
Yes.
This was something tonight. So I just sat there and I called my wife and told her, and I thought to call my wife to come pick me up and have the tow truck later on take the car to the house. And I thought, no, wait, there's a better way to do this. Let me stop and think, God's going to work it out some kind of way, brother. So the tow truck came, and in no time, he was here in for about half hour, 40 minutes, took me and my car, and her car back, but took her back home.
Yes.
So my wife said, well, your car won't start. And I said, oh, my God, what's going on? Yesterday was a great day. Now here today, time flew out. I can't get
the enemy trying to work against you.
So.
They want to see the happiness that was coming together.
So she, the automatic lock or whatever, the little clicker for the car, she said it wouldn't work. She got in the car wouldn't start. And I said, wait a minute. I kept pressing my clicker, and the battery was good. The battery was good in it, and it did nothing. It didn't lock the doors much. So I said, wait, let me. She kept saying, you need another battery. You need another battery. And I'm thinking, no, not a battery yet. So I opened the car. I went in the trunk. I touched the negative cable. It was nice and tight. And I just barely touched it. It was a cover for the positive post.
Right.
I just barely touched it. And hey, boom, no problem. Everything was working. I said, oh, my God, the cable must have been loose or something.
Right,
and I told him, I said, well, the battery, everything's good. I'm going to go on and drive my car. And the enemy, he got her to the point where she was having migraines. And I should have stopped and took a minute, anointed her, and had prayer.
Yes.
Because I did it before.
Yes.
But I'm worried about my job and worried about my client, you know. So I was able to go on to work a little late, but it was a good day at work. Good day at work.
Yeah.
And I come back, and the wife, she's a little better. But, you know, you can have a great day today, and then tomorrow, the enemy, he steps in there and makes some stuff happen.
Hey, that's
you
right.
Forget all about how good God was yesterday.
So
say,
true.
Oh, my goodness. What did I do? You know what I'm saying? But it
so
ain't
true.
It ain't just the enemy throwing some stuff in our way to knock
He's throwing them fiery
down,
darts, and they don't want to see you happy. And he tries to mess up the joy that you have deep down inside. Anything
inside
that he can bring our way, he will bring our way to throw us off the track if he can get us off track. And sometimes we get to going and we do get off track because of some of those things. Because they be so overwhelming. But then we start to think, well, Lord, you know, you've already made it good for me already. So, Lord, I know you're going to continue to make it good for me. And we start thinking and trusting on the Lord. And then things start to get better. But it takes time. Everything in a timely matter when it comes to the Lord on our side. Because we're going to face those situations. Everything's not going to be good. Every day is not going to be a good day. We're going to go through good days. We're going to go through bad days. I mean, I've faced them. I can be doing good, have a good day one day, and the next day I'll tell the wife, I just don't feel good at all. I don't know what's going on. And, you know, it's just one of those things. And then maybe later on during the day, I'll start to feel better, feel like I got that energy back and everything. And, you know, I told her, I said, I just don't know sometimes about the way situations is.
We don't know. Life is going to be life. And let me say
real quick
to go along with that, when the car broke down, I was listening to 106.9. They call it the light.
Yeah.
Listening.
That's what I listened to.
I was sitting there listening, and this song came on that I kind of like. It said, "Help is on the way."
Yes,
And I didn't think at the time, but a little later on, when the tow truck driver got there, soon as he did, I told him, I said, you know, I was just sitting in the car praising God. I was praising God now.
The
song came on the radio, "Help is on the way."
Yes, and it's
like, oh, my God, you know, God is good, man. You just put that there to bring that joy. You know what I'm saying?
And sometimes when I'm listening to 106.9, you know, sometimes you could be, you know, just thinking things happening around you, going through a little bit, and a song will come on. And seem like the words to that song, you get to listening to it, and it's just what you needed at that point in time.
That's right.
It's just like God knows what to have them to play at that point in time to give you what you needed out of it.
And
it happens, you know, because he will.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what we need. He knows when we need it. So we don't get so down and out over things. He gives us that encouragement through a song, through the words in a song. You know, so he's always on time with whatever he comes with and to us with.
Yeah.
He's always
on time. Yeah. And then, too, I was granted the entire 6 hours. I wasn't docked any time. God, he blessed it to where I got my full day's pay.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Working from 9 to 3, I got to 11:30, but I got my full day.
Thank God for that, truly. You know?
Yes,
he's
Lord.
He's that good, y'all. You know, and people
all the time.
Understand.
But he is good, and if we serve him, you know, he'll give us what we need.
He will.
You know, we don't have
he'll
to
do it.
Worry.
He will do it.
Just in time, and he will work
we just can't
out.
Doubt him.
That's right, bro. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just can't doubt him. I have another caller on line 336. Good evening. 866-9374.
Yeah,
this
hello,
young lady
hello,
right
hello.
Here. Hello. How we doing?
Good evening. Good evening.
I am marvelous. I am absolutely marvelous.
Yes, ma'am. great.
Yes,
jump on in here
so
and get you some of this good stuff
so
we're talking about.
Oh, yes. I am so sorry I'm so late, but I was working on a scripture.
Oh, that's
so
all
I got,
right.
And I looked at the clock. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm the call. But no,
yes.
I God, you guys are on point because no matter what, the Lord is always tremendously on time. He does
so
not
true.
Fail. He does not slack. He does not flag, and he does not procrastinate. He's always
right
there whenever you need it. And
Deacon,
I honestly, that was a tremendous blessing, and your help came right away. And so don't worry about it because I'm... No matter what, my Lord is right there with you. And he's not there. He's just saying he's right here. He's right here. Because
right
always,
with you, no matter what.
I stay there. I stay there because like, I'm not right there. So I have to say, I changed him. I said, oh, he's right here.
Yes.
He's always right here on your right side. This Thursday, he's right on your right side, and he knows
so
everything
true.
About you.
He does.
He can do whatever.
Everything.
Whatever comes up, he does everything. He knows whatever comes up, it's going to be on his will.
Yes.
He may grant.
Whatever
he may grant the devil
about.
Like he did with. He may grant things to happen like he did with Job. Things like that does happen. But
yes.
Know that he's right there with you. And it's just, it's a testing time. It's a test
it
to
is.
Prove to who
it
you
is.
Are. And to know
and
who
we got
who
to know who
is.
We are. We got to know who we are and whose we are.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll tell you one. I know back then when us guys used to cut grass at the church. And I was sitting out there one day, and I was cutting that grass, and I look up, and the clouds looked like they were just right up on top of me. They were so looked like they were just so close. And I looked up, and I was like, man, I said, I'm just so tired. I said, I got to get this grass cut and everything. And I looked up, and I just stopped cutting grass, and I said, Lord, give me strength. Help me, Lord, to finish this grass. Next thing I know, I was going to town on that grass. Wasn't tired, just moving real good and everything. Like he had just kicked and give me that strength that I needed to go ahead and get it knocked out. And when I got done with it and everything, I wasn't tired or anything. I just felt good. I said, Lord, I thank you because I know you gave me the strength to do what I needed. And I look up and them clouds look like they were just wrapped there right up over me, you know. And I started praising the Lord back at the back of the church and everything for his goodness because I know he gave me the strength to go through when I didn't have it from the beginning. So we don't realize how good God is sometimes and how quick he can move over our lives. But one thing about
exactly.
it, when he does, you will realize that it was God that did it.
Uh-huh. I tell you,
yeah.
that touch ain't nothing like that touch. That touch is everything.
No,
and you know it,
like
you'll hear you, and you'll know it, and it's phenomenal. It's outrageous. It's fantastic. It's so overwhelming to get
yeah.
that touch. It is so splendid to have that major touch from my master,
right.
my Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Oh,
because
yeah.
he can do some of the wondrous stuff. It doesn't matter what it is. He's right
yeah.
there. He's right here. We speak personally. He's right here. He knows everything about us. He knows how to get us about.
He's always with
yes,
us.
Yes, he does.
No matter what the situation, he's always with us.
And the thing you had to do is, Lord, lead and guide me. I'm yours, Lord. Just lead and guide me. That works.
That's like his first right there says, 1 John 4:8, before we run out, says, anyone who does not love does not know God because God is love. And we love,
Amen.
We know, and we know God, and he knows us. Because we love, and we can continue to show that love for one another and continue to pray for one another and continue to look to him through and by all things that he continues to do in our lives, you know. But I just want to come on tonight because this will be my last Tuesday night show. They wanted to give me a time to let everybody know that we're going to have something else going on starting the following weeks on Tuesday nights. So I appreciate all the call-ins, everybody that joined tonight, all the encouraging words and blessings, and hope everyone have a blessed night. Shalom.
Yes, sir. Shalom. Miss Margaret. Shalom.
Yes.
Shalom.
Shalom.